Welcome to Santa Monica Home Selling with Elizabeth Sorgen, where I help Westside homeowners make informed real estate decisions with confidence. I'm Elizabeth Sorgen, a California real estate broker, a Santa Monica resident for more than 30 years, and I've been helping homeowners since 2003. Today, we're answering one of the most common questions I hear. How much is my Santa Monica home worth? Let's dive in. If you're thinking about selling your home, this is probably the first question on your mind. How much is my Santa Monica home worth? The answer might surprise you, Haas. It isn't a single number. One of the things that still amazes me, even after more than 20 years helping homeowners buy and sell real estate, is seeing two homes on the very same street, with almost identical square footage, sell for dramatically different prices. People often ask me, how is that even possible? The answer is simple. Buyers don't purchase homes based on square footage alone. Your home's value is really a range based on what qualified buyers are willing to pay in today's market. While online estimates can provide a useful starting point, they rarely tell the whole story. A home north of Montana Avenue may appeal to a very different buyer than a similar home in Sunset Park or Ocean Park. Lifestyle, walkability, school preferences, proximity to Montana Avenue, the beach, neighborhood character, lot orientation, privacy, and many other factors all influence what buyers are willing to pay. What really determines your home's value? Your Santa Monica home's value is determined by what a qualified buyer would likely pay in today's market, not by Zillow, your tax assessment, or what a neighbor's home sold for. The most accurate estimate comes from analyzing recent comparable sales while considering your property's unique features, current market conditions, and buyer demand. Because every home is different, there is no universal value until it's evaluated against today's market. What I look at when valuing a Santa Monica home. As a Santa Monica resident for more than 30 years and a California real estate broker since 2003, I don't rely on automated estimates alone. When I prepare a comparative market analysis or CMA, these are some of the factors I consider. I look at recent comparable sales within your neighborhood, the homes you're competing against today, pending sales that may indicate where prices are heading, your lot size, orientation, and privacy, the condition of the home, the quality of any updates, its architectural style, overall buyer appeal, walkability to Montana Avenue, the beach, parks, restaurants and schools, views, natural light, outdoor living spaces, current inventory levels, buyer demand, and the overall market trends affecting Santa Monica and the West Side. No online estimate can fully account for these factors. That's why professional pricing is both an art and a science. Wondering what your home is worth, whether you're planning to sell in the next few months or simply want to understand your home's current market value, I'd be happy to prepare a complimentary no-obligation comparative market analysis based on recent Santa Monica and Westside sales. Unlike an automated estimate, it's tailored specifically to your home, your neighborhood, and today's market conditions, helping you make informed decisions with confidence. Thank you for listening to Santa Monica Home Selling with Elizabeth Sorgen. If you're wondering what your own home might be worth in today's market, I'd be happy to prepare a complimentary, no-obligation comparative market analysis tailored specifically to your property. You can reach me at 310-927-0916, email me at elizabeth@elizabethsorgen.com, or visit elizabethsorgen.com. If you found this episode helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with someone who's thinking about selling a home, helping Westside homeowners move forward with confidence. I'm Elizabeth Sorgen. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.